We're back from recess, and we are scheduled to have a roundtable discussion regarding road and bridge issues. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Morning.
Sorry to put you off. Sorry to kick you out the door, Harlan.
Or you said.
That's what you said earlier. We needed to get through that previous appointment. And Randy, if you're ready to begin, we're ready to hear.
Okay, a few topics to go over here. First one, the Transportation Board has asked me to ask you guys if we could put kind of a budget for just maintaining the existing projects, or if they bring in new projects, the way they're prioritizing them. We have the information provided from HDR. But we want to be able to maintain that, and they're estimated, they figured that amount that I have listed there would kind of maintain that and future maintenance on that priority list as they have it listed out. And
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
So you're thinking within the budget there needs to be a special line item to take care of certain issues, or would that just not come out of the regular budget?
That was one of the questions come up. They didn't know if we take it out of road and bridge or just create a line item for that particular transportation board. So,
what are the funds for, Dan?
They, I don't know whether it's for consulting or for
it's for the maintenance as we complete. We have a list of 41 projects. We prioritize them. Some of these lists or some of these projects are currently in construction or near finished construction, and we prioritize them. Some of them will drop off the list. Then if you want to maintain that amount of projects or bring in something new as a board brings a new project on, that particular project needs to be prioritized the same way as the original 41.
They use it for estimated costs through the engineering firms and things like that.
That and prioritizing them. I mean, issues, how does it rank with other projects? Is it a large, medium, or small project? That type of thing.
So these are fees that go to an engineer?
Yes.
Again, would that not already be in the...
It's a road and bridge, but we can throw it right in the engineering that, for road and bridge.
I mean, that would be...
Okay. I don't have a problem with the expense, okay, per se. It was just I needed to have defined what we were talking about.
Right.
I got it.
Right.
I see.
The other part of that was, do we do that in-house as far as is maintain that, or do we outsource it either... with I think David Miller's City of Branson, he has a staff, and of course with our office, I don't feel comfortable doing it. It's going to take training for us to do it on our part, or I'd feel more comfortable outsourcing that to people that understand how to maintain that or prioritize.
You're going to have to help me maintain what?
The project list, or if they bring in a new project, or keep it updated, keep it correct and current.
So you're talking about something that's been, data that's been inputted,
right,
and it's within software.
Right.
And so it is the huge printouts and so forth,
right,
that they brought us regarding the prioritization,
right,
list, et cetera.
Right. Maintaining that.
That's
an estimate. I mean, that's going to more than cover it. I mean, we're not talking that much because we base it on what they originally cost them to do the 41 projects. We're just talking about maintain that, or if they bring a new project, as one gets completed and taken off that list, you bring another one in, it needs to go through that.
That would be a discussion for budget at budget time, trying to get down to the final numbers. I don't think you're finding disagreement with us on it, but we're just,
right,
the number, the amount will be discussed at the end of the budget time.
We have another dirt agreement, and this gentleman lives on Tate Road, I believe, which will help us in that area. We'll also have a already an agreement with what's that?
Oakmont.
Yeah.
You have we've been doing these through these sessions, dirt agreements as far as motions and
we yes. have, yes.
Okay. I have no problem with it. It's as much need as there is for dirt agreements, do we have a problem with numbers of dirt agreements on the same in the same area?
What I want to do after we get this one done, basically create a map and a list and go through these and see how many of them are still active, still current, to get an updated list and find out where we might be heavily concentrated in one area and nothing in another area.
Okay, so that's fine. I just wondered if we were...
We need to have time to kind of map them out and see what's still current and what isn't.
Okay. A lot of them are just one load or five loads, and that would be it, and they would be expired.
Okay, then we have a dirt agreement in front of us for Sean Dillon.
Motion for acceptance of the dirt agreement.
I would second. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the fill dirt agreement by and between Sean Dillon and Taney County. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. I don't have a second dirt agreement up here. Did you say there was another?
No, just that one.
All right. I misunderstood. Do we need... That is a copy. All right, sir.
The next item wasn't mine that was added to the list. I don't know if that was added by Mr. Strophis or one of you gentlemen that's dealing with Buchanan Road and I believe the Lafferty property. And...
Is that, Randy, let me ask you a question, or David, is that where they've moved the building back in? I think of that name of that road that's off to the left, and then they've, on the right-hand side, they've just pushed a right-of-way, and they've got a little building back in there.
Lafayette?
It may be Lafayette, but right across...
Huh? That's the street next to him, but I think where he's talking is where we put a new horn across Buchanan Road and wanting them ditch that used to turn and run down on the back side of his property.
Is that where we've done the concrete and all that?
Yeah.
He's wanting to cross that? Access easement, it says. Is this something Mr. Strophis brought up?
Yeah.
If it is, let's just wait till he comes
okay,
in.
Okay, that probably
just,
be better.
Just wait because it's his issue and he can explain it.
Okay. I want to jump past the next item for just a second and do the Dale Avenue because it's not going to take very long what I need to ask about yet. In working with the Corps of Engineers, I do have their
post one of these over in your barns.
Email and contact me. Devin and I went down here yesterday and put some elevation shots, and basically we need about 7 foot of fill right in here. The total fill area would be 200 feet in length to really take this out of any flood danger. Plus the approach, we're looking at an estimated amount around 1,500 cubic yards of fill.
to fix this approach, fix this field here, and approach into here. What I'd like and what I'm asking for now is, can I survey to find this corner to see? I think we can do this without involving this property, but we may need a little bit of easement from here with the field. But I won't know until we survey. I've got plenty of right of way here, but I'm not so sure about right here. The field ends right in here close, but that's most of that. I think that's going to be doable just involving with what's on the core. But
there's been a I went to a Sure Board meeting and there was a discussion about this lift station here. Okay. And I think you need to find out what they're going to do there, because I didn't receive a clear message as to what they talked about, the amount of concrete to raise it and all this kind of stuff.
Okay.
So before you do any of that, find out what their position is, what they're going to do about that lift station. Because we're going to have access into that, and we're also, that's going to greatly increase that boat ramp if you have to go up 7 feet to incline on it. Mm-hmm. So why don't you wait to bring that to us after you contact I think Suti and Coxie both were talking about it yesterday in that Sure Board meeting.
But we also talked about here, and we didn't firm up or approve it.
No, we didn't. But I'm talking about if we did, Ron, 7 feet incline.
You would have to involve going from nothing, and basically going from the existing concrete ramp, mm-hmm. you would start at nothing and come up to whatever elevation you
right.
take this, plus you would have to do something here.
Right, for access, that's what I'm saying.
So it all
ties together, so you need to talk to the sewer district.
And then I don't know, I'll get with them to find out what their plan is here, if they plan on coming a different direction in there, I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. If, in fact, this were elevated right here, mm-hmm. could they not just get access right like this? Or would they have to have that?
Not when the water
breaks.
Basically, they would probably need access up here, because if the water's up, then their access would be underwater. Up in this area, wherever.
Gotcha. Okay.
See, I was anticipating taking this to 2 feet above what the record level of Table Rock was during the flood.
I'd suggest that they consider moving that up here.
Yeah, but they talked. They had discussion about the amount of concrete and everything usable. So I'd get with them and find out what their final, what they decided, and they may not have even decided yet.
Okay.
I sat in a meeting and then I was called outside.
It definitely affects what we're doing. We got to know what
definitely.
Okay.
Even the access. They talked about the access also. So that's something that you need to check with them.
Here on the right of way and fix the drainage as best we can. I had another idea down here. If this won't handle it, can we actually pick the drainage this way? This natural drains down in here. If I could change this down here, that's one option. If we ditch this, we're putting quite a bit of water down here on this corner that this down here is not going to handle it, because there's no ditches, nothing here to handle it.
Where's the water going down?
Right now, the water is just, I've got a cross pipe here that takes care of it, so we're gathering water from this area. It's coming down through here, and it runs through a single pipe right now and coming around the corner. Now, we haven't had any heavy rains to really test what we've done here the last little bit to see how that's going to work. Right now, it's all going to run down to this point. Basically, we just took one problem and moved it right now. and we still got a problem here. So,
well,
the other options to really, the whole road is too narrow. We've got other, the drainage isn't the best. I've got culverts here, but I've got a narrow, I've got a sharp turn. Not too bad right here. This part's not too bad here, but ending here, the rest of it's all just too narrow for basically us to get our equipment in there and snow plow. We've got to use smaller equipment.
Show me what the trees in question are at.
Two right here on, along this property, and two on this property right here.
In the right of way.
In the right of way.
Randy, this...
Are they way out in the right of way, or are they up close to the property line?
They're... one of them is close to the line down here. One tree we're not taking out. That's pretty much close to the line. The rest of them are in the right of way, yes. They're about 4 or 5 feet into the right of way. What I've got is about 16-foot road surface here. Then it narrows down to 12-foot right here at this driveway, and it goes back to 16. I need to gain 2 feet of road surface to be consistent right now. That's going to be the easiest option, is take the trees out, gain the 2 foot here that I need. If we leave the berm as a drainage and leave the drainage and see how it goes, or may it, or I got a feeling we're going to end up doing something here before very long. But we've got underground utilities, we've got underground electric, telephone, things there.
How did we go from 30 feet all the way here, and this is all 30 feet, but this one little 85-foot section was 40? How did that
happen? I don't know. I can't answer that. And I also asked Doug that, and he didn't know if that was maybe platted that way for maybe signing type for when this was platted for a subdivision. I don't know if they plan to put some type of sign there. I don't know. Sometimes they put in some type of name of the subdivision sign, make extra room there for it. That is there, and then it does go back to 30. Estimated cost, if we was to curb and gutter to gain width, we could do that. It would turn it into the curb and gutter from this point. Estimated cost, you're looking at about $40,000 to $45,000 just for the curb and gutter itself.
And we're talking, what, 10 residences?
Without it being a through road,
it is a dead end road.
I'm not as much on the curb and gutter after I looked at the map, and it's a dead end road. But the problem has to be taken care of.
Normally, you would ditch on the uphill side of the road, and the terrain falls away from the road, and it's natural drain. So that's not the way this one is. Water is going to be out on the road. He's got a berm built along this property here. Or from here down through here right now is where we got the berm. This still natural drains here.
We have a berm on county right-of-way, or it's on private property?
It's on the county right-of-way.
Is it on the, which side of the trees?
It's dead center of the tree right now.
Has there been any discussion with this property owner? Because I know that this road really been squeezed this way, right?
Mm-hmm. The road favors this line over here.
If we need additional right-of-way, either it's going to go this way or it's going to go this way.
Normally, if we try to gain additional right-of-way, we try to split it equally. If we can't, that way we're not picking on one side or the other, depending on kind of the project and what's there.
Well, if it were on this side, that would save these trees. These people are concerned about, right?
Mm-hmm. But the trees are clearly on the right of way.
And there's utilities on the other side.
On this side, and they're pretty much running right with the line. We've got underground electric that feeds this house, this house. So. And the road does, when it gets, it's pretty well centered here. When it gets down here, it pretty much favors this side over here. And we actually widened it. We moved it and centered it back in down in here. But it,
who are the property owners in here that you know that are concerned about the trees?
This one. This guy's trying to make himself concerned, but mainly this one. I've talked with this one. I think he would be fine with it. He's concerned about water issues. It's the only thing. But he's actually been very nice to deal with.
If this were a perfect world and this line could be moved this way, those utilities would be a problem?
Yeah.
Yes.
The utilities would all have to move. Yeah. We couldn't gain any more going that way. Without moving utilities.
Very expensive. Very utilities. Ron, this project in itself, I've been involved in talking with Randy and Harlan about this. There's no way that this project can take place this year. We have too much. We have a situation with Birmingham that is being addressed right now, that's coming up on this later in this meeting on an agreement of taking out some trees that are in the right-of-way. As we address these situations where we have roads that we're trying to take care of the county's responsibility and liability, then I would recommend that there be more conversations with the property owners about what can take place, and this thing would be like it's a wintertime job, but it's not going to be this year, I don't think. I'm talking about 2012, be later on. Can't take every road project and start at the same time and make it work.
Is this driveway concrete where the trees are at?
Yes.
Is it concrete in county right away?
Yes.
The difficulty of getting equipment out here is not going to change until we do something, is it?
No, I mean it's a road we dealt with. The width has been that way for several years, ever since we started maintaining it. I mean, we can get a grader in there. That's not an issue. Getting a big, low-boy type vehicle, if we wanted to bring in big equipment to do whatever project, we'd have to unload at the highway and walk that equipment in because of the sharp turns. Now, backhoe type equipment, we can get that in there easy enough. I'm talking big equipment. It does limit us there.
Well, let's move on down the list.
Okay.
Birmingham Road, other things that we need to consider.
He doesn't have that on his list, but
well,
that is a...
I do want to discuss that because part of what you were going to bring up will help this project greatly. So I did want to discuss Birmingham. With the fairgrounds moving, we've got some safety issues with Birmingham Road itself from starting at the 76 highway entrance. That in itself is difficult to see when you look back toward the west and even the east when the vegetation gets growed up. So I'd like to get a permit with MoDOT to be able to raise that entrance up. I'd like to survey the road to find out where our actual right-of-way is for at least a half a mile of that road, because we've got some sharp corners on the road that hinder sight view. We've had people call in, asked about that, nearly had accidents. A couple accidents did happen. The whole east side, east and south side of this road as it winds back through there has been subdivided, so there's been 10-foot additional right-of-way given to the roadway. That's what's going to help us improve the width of the road. It's similar in this road, and it's
narrow, it's got some sharp turns on it, and blind corners and humongous tree line. And if we can eliminate that and make the road safer, I think it's going to greatly improve it.
I drove it yesterday, and then I went down this morning. I noticed that during the storm, some of those big trees had blew over and busted right. over and everything, and there's some trees in that ditch line that are actually some...
You're talking way down, right?
No, I'm no, talking the, about as you start from the front to as you go way down. Yeah. There's been several trees that have busted over that have been, I guess, cut up
during
the road and bridge.
Well, during the Leap Day tornado, we had several trees at the far end of the road that were uprooted during the tornado where it hit through that. As it come through power side, mm-hmm. it hit the lower end of that road. So a lot of those trees got eliminated, and which actually helped the road a little bit. But the where the subdivision ends, I'd like to at least get from the highway to where the subdivision was platted and ends, get that stretch fixed up. That takes three or four areas that's kind of hazardous and dangerous for sight distance out of play. And it's going to help us with drainage from the entrance to the, at least the fairground entrance that they're going to make as a main entrance.
They were asked not to, I think the Fair Board was asked not to use the street that comes in through that subdivision. And so they were wanting to, they had a concern about getting that prepared before next year's events, Birmingham. And it's been brought up.
The street that they utilized actually is on the far eastern side of the subdivision, isn't it?
Yes.
When you drive in?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much on the east side
right.
of it.
And, yeah. But it goes all the way through, and it's one yep. they use for ticket purposes.
Their main entrance is going to be off of Birmingham. That's yeah. what they intend to make their main entrance.
Right. So,
is that going to be the permanent?
Yeah. Yeah. And we have... we have a previous agreement with them that we actually are going to ask for an extension on with the tree removal and things that we talk about here at 11:30. But it all pertains to road and bridge issues about removing some of those big trees and widening that road. And as Randy said, raising that entrance to where it's a safe in and out entrance for that. Some of those big trees are in what brings that subject to this discussion is the big trees that are in the right-of-way that'll have to be removed. So where we have these situations, I know that it's a sensitive issue with some of the public, but we have to consider the safety of the citizens after it's brought to our attention. We receive a liability source as something.
Have you read through the agreement?
Uh-huh.
Do you have any issues with the fact that it says that it's between the city and the county grading dirt work on property at or near the county fairgrounds? It's not a county fairground.
No, that needs to be changed. That term needs to be changed. Frank wrote that up off of the memory of discussions that we had before on the other one when we had the tornado, and so he put that down that way. That needs to be stricken. And
okay.
But anyway, that the tree removal is the part of it that I wanted to stress that we're probably going to run into whenever we get into this situation. There's going to be some people that don't want some of those trees removed. And it's not a matter of want or need, it's a matter of safety.
What are you looking for from me, Randy?
Actually, I guess an okay to move forward with having at least the right-of-way surveyed so I can do a little bit of planning and possibly use this as a winter project.
And you've already done the right-of-way down here, correct? We had that survey on this property, this road, on Cope?
Yeah, that one's done. That one's done. I'm talking about Birmingham. I mean, I wanted.
I understand.
I asked Doug to give me an estimated cost, but basically, if we do have 10 foot, I need him to establish where that right of way is.
Do you have
is,
any issue with having that right of way?
No, it has to be done, and I think we need to get
move forward. Okay. On.
That's
now the as you described earlier, there is a 10 foot easement that was platted and turned over to the county that is not in
there should
existence
be an additional,
now.
Right.
Additional 10 foot.
We,
so
we have never.
It's not going to cost us anything for that easement. And
which side? Which side is that on? That,
it should be on the east side of the road of Birmingham as it goes in. The
reason I ask, I know there's a couple of places down there that have a fence, if I'm not mistaken. Does that fall within that 10 feet? Or?
There is a, well, that whole subdivision has a fence line all the way down there.
Is that in the 10 feet that was given to the
that
county?
That should be within that 10 feet. If that is, that's
so all that
has
to be moved?
That's going to be removed, and it won't be put back because it's lotted off now into lots. So I don't know if they've sold any of them, but it's actually a subdivision. So I will need probably one.
I think it'd be interesting to know if those lots and the descriptions that were sold fall into what we feel is part of the right-of-way that was given to the county.
I won't know that till we survey it.
Okay. Then. All right.
So the only additional would be the first right-hand corner. We'll probably need a sideline easement off of that property just to be able to keep that clear because it is a sharp right-hand curve. So other than that, I think everything can be done within the right-of-way if it lays once we find out. The other two items I have need to be taken care of or discussed during executive session. So,
let's see. Did either one of you other guys have anything that we would? Well, I'll make a motion then to go into executive session. Section 610.021, litigations, real estate, personnel, and contracts, 1, 2, 3, and 12.
Second, motion has been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12. Discussion, all in favor say aye.
Danny, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed say nay. Motion carries. Let me note and say, Randy, how long will we be in executive session?
I don't think over 15 minutes.
The reason I say that is because we have agenda request review. We have an intergovernmental agreement, Dan, that's scheduled. Mm-hmm. And we may actually go back into exec on another issue that's outside of the purview of these gentlemen. So shall we say that we'll
be back at 15?
Probably we can set that at any time. We'll just do it at 11:30.
Okay.
We'll be in executive session until 11:30 this morning.